This is the Solid Signal Podcast for the week of May 6th, 2024. And the year is just flying by. Before you know it, it's going to be Memorial Day, the unofficial start of the summer. And that's great news for our customers with RVs. And that's what the subject of this week's podcast is about. You know, chances are if you bought a used RV, especially one that's, you know, a little bit more than 10 years old, and a lot of these are still really good values if you're going to buy something that age, it probably has an antenna on it. It's probably got, you know, something like a WineGuard sensor antenna, and you should be looking for something that looks like a boomerang kind of mounted on top of the roof. You might not have even known what it was when you bought the RV, but it's an over-the-air TV antenna. And you saw a lot of these in the 2000s, really getting into the 2010s, because back before the digital transition of 2009, it was very easy to get over-the-air television while the RV was moving. And then with the digital transition, it became impossible. I'll go into a little bit detail about why that is, and then I'll give you the good news that you've been waiting 15 years to hear. It is going to be possible for you to get live over-the-air free television while the RV is moving. You can do it inexpensively with parts that you can get right from Solid Signal. Let's talk for a second about how we got into this situation and why we are here. And it's actually an interesting story because, you know, if you are watching over-the-air television at home, you're watching in high definition on a flat television. And chances are you remember from when you were younger that that didn't always end up being the case. You see, you remember those TVs that were square and boxy and heavy, and that the picture was, compared to today, that was blurry and kind of weak in a lot of ways. And if you think about it, it was about 15 years ago that you maybe got your first flat television, maybe a little bit longer. But the thing is that all of that happened because television went from analog broadcasting to digital broadcasting. Now, somewhere there's going to be a retired engineer who's going to want to tell me that all broadcasting is analog because we live in the real world and not in the world of computers. And I could go into a heavily technical description of what digital broadcasting means to me and why that's an appropriate term, but that's not the point of this podcast. The point here is to say that the way that broadcasting happened had just totally changed. You might have remembered having to get a converter box or something like that that allowed your old TV to work for a while with the new signals, and then you got rid of the old TV and you didn't care anymore. All of that is in the past. Well, you have to understand, we need to go back even further than that. We need to go back all the way back to the 20th century, when a lot of that digital television stuff was designed and invented. And think about how computers were back in the 20th century. Pretty weak sauce compared to what you get today, of course. And so the people who were designing these digital television systems had to come up with something that would be, first of all, inexpensive enough for people to actually use, actually be able to be manufactured, and something that would hold up over time, be reasonable as far as its reliability and the equipment that was used to broadcast could work, and it would work in a variety of situations, whether it was raining or snowing, whatever it is. And this took a certain number of compromises to get it to work. If you ever wondered why there's some channels that say they broadcast in 1080i and some broadcast in 720p, that's part of the compromises that needed to take place in the 1990s for this kind of broadcasting to work at all. Now, today we don't really worry about those compromises. Computers are a lot more powerful, but we are still saddled with the television system that was designed in the 1990s that still has a lot of those compromises baked in. And when they sat down and they said, okay, we're not going to be able to give people everything they want. What can we give them that is going to please the largest number of people and have the fewest compromises? And they looked at eliminating some of the things that were out there, some of the things that were proposed. One of the things that was on the table to be eliminated was the idea that you could watch while you're moving. They said, okay, well, with the technology we have in 1996, 1997, we can give you a really stable, good signal at a reasonable price as long as you're staying still, or we can make it incredibly hard for everybody and make it incredibly expensive for everybody to get television reception no matter how fast they're going. And they thought about it and they said, well, not too many people actually do watch television in a moving vehicle. And we're probably okay with just letting those who can want to do it just not be able to do it. And if you have an RV, if you have a TV antenna, you might have hooked it up. And you might have found, just as I have, that once you get about 12 miles an hour, 12 to 15 miles an hour, your TV just stops working. There's nothing you can do. And again, this isn't really a super technical podcast. I could go into the details of how all of that works and how the way that signals behave in motion compared to the way that they behave standing still, but none of that is the point. The point is that even into the mid-2010s, a lot of people were buying over-the-air antennas for their RVs, thinking that they would be able to watch television while the RV is in motion, and it just wasn't true. It stopped being true for the most part in 2009. Now, not for nothing, it's worth pointing out that the folks in Europe adopted a more advanced television system at that point that does allow you to watch TV while the vehicle is in motion. And if you think about it, it isn't incredibly hard to do with today's technology. You watch video all the time while you're in motion, or hopefully you're not doing it while you're driving. Hopefully it's your family that's doing it, but they're doing it on their cell phones because it really isn't that hard to do in 2024. Keeping all of this in mind, as we are designing the next generation of television signals, which still have to be adopted by Congress, it's a long way away before it becomes kind of the law of the land, and it may never become the law of the land. We could be talking about 2030 or later before this becomes the only standard out there. But since 2017, this next generation of TV signals called ATSC 3.0 has been in a test phase. And after some fits and starts, we're now at a point where about 75% of the country is covered by these kinds of channels. And not every channel has a version of it that's ATSC 3.0 compatible, but in every market, you'll usually find there are three or four, and they're usually the major networks, which is kind of cool. And extra added bonus, if you're watching ATSC 3.0 signals, you can do it in a moving RV. And you can do it with the antenna that's been sitting on your RV for the last 15 years unused. There's just one thing that you need to buy. It's called the ADTH ATSC 3.0 converter box. And if you're getting this podcast on YouTube, I'm going to put up a link to it right about now. You'll see it in the upper right-hand corner. But if you're not getting this on YouTube, if you're just getting it audio only, what you want to do is go to solidsignal.com, search for ADTH, stands for Atlanta Direct to Home, so that should tell you what the letters are, ADTH. And it's a converter box for the 21st century. You hook your antenna up to it, scan for channels, go HDMI out to any modern television, and if you are getting these broadcasts in your area, you're going to see them. You're going to see on the guide, there's a little logo that tells you which channels have that next generation of TV broadcasting on them, which is going to let you know which ones work while the RV is moving. And that's the real benefit here. A lot of the folks who have tried this product have liked it. It is inexpensive. It's really the best price you're going to find, and it's actually, accounting for inflation, quite a bit less expensive than the converter boxes we were all looking at back in the mid-2000s. It's easy to set up. It's stable. It's based on the Android operating system, so you can use it. The one thing you need to know is that you will need to connect to the internet in order for it to work, so you're going to want to have some sort of tethering or hotspot available. You don't need to have it connected to the internet all the time, but when you do tune that channel, it does need to be connected to the internet. And that has to do with copy protection that's baked into this standard. I'm not super happy about copy protection, and I don't think anybody is, but it is what they're doing right now. And maybe they're going to back off of that. Maybe they're not, but it's a fact. So let's go through it again. You hook this box up to your antenna, and you can do this at home. You don't have to have an RV for it. You hook it up to some source of Wi-Fi or wired internet, whether that's tethering from your phone or a hotspot that you get from Signal Connect. Remember, Signal Connect is the leader in mobile hotspots. And then you scan for channels, because you'll need to do that in every city that you're in. When you see the ones with that next-gen TV logo, you're going to know that you can watch them in a moving vehicle. And that's, as I said, that's what really sets them apart. A lot of people think that when they get this box, they're going to get a better quality of signal. For the most part, that's true. Not true. I'll say that again. For the most part, that's not true. You might get a little bit better perceived quality because the signal strength is better, or because the encoding is a little better, meaning that the signal can be a little bit more robust and have more information in it. But you are not going to get 4K with this. Not today. At some point in the future, perhaps. But a lot of people go into this next generation of television signal thinking they're going to get 4K, and they will not get 4K. That's just because we are still in a test phase, and we're probably going to be in a test phase for at least the next 3 to 5 years. That's not really what you're going to get when you're looking at next generation of television, ATSC 3.0. What you're going to get, though, is the ability to watch in a moving vehicle, which is kind of cool in and of itself. Why? First of all, keeps your kids off the internet, gives you the ability to control a little bit more of what they watch, gives you the ability to watch local news on the TV without having to worry about streaming overages. Make sure that the internet capacity you have is reserved for the things you really want them to use it for, like, for example, working from home or working from the RV or, you know, remote learning, whatever it is, it's reserved for that, and it's not being sucked up by streaming. And if you're somewhere that, honestly, you're not getting great cell signal, you're still going to be able to get TV signals, because TV signals are going to reach, you know, 50 to 70 miles from every major city, which is kind of the benefit of them. And where cell signals, you really need to be within about 1.5 to 2 miles from a cell tower in order for them to work at all times. So what's the bottom line here? Because I've been rambling a little bit. Hopefully you've been following everything I've been saying. The bottom line is that if you want real, live, over-the-air television in something that moves, you want to get this ADTH converter box from Solid Signal. It really is an excellent little thing. It's not expensive at all. It's going to be a great thing for you to play with. It may be superseded in a year, 2 years, 3 years by something better. I don't know. But for today, it's not that expensive, and it's great to play with. And if you have an antenna on your RV, it is going to let you use that antenna, plain and simple. So check that ADTH converter box out at Solid Signal. That's about it for the podcast this week. As I always say, like, subscribe, and leave a comment. Makes me look good to my bosses. Shop at solidsignal.com for this converter box and for everything that you need to live your best digital life. And if you really want to know what real customer service is about, the kind of customer service you did not think existed anymore, call the experts at Signal Connect at 888-233-7563. That's 888-233-7563. They sponsor this podcast, they pay my paycheck, and I am incredibly grateful to them. That brings to a close this Solid Signal podcast for this week. Have a great one, and I will see you next week.